Because I actually work in an office now where we've been experimenting a little bit with Facebook, and Toronto Police Service was actually at a point where the social media thing had taken off so much that either we were going to say, okay, we're not interested in it and not participate, or we're going to actively engage in it. And Toronto Police is now actively using Twitter, Facebook. I run the Tavis Facebook page and the Twitter site. We also have a Toronto Police Facebook and Twitter site, and then we have Sergeant Tim Burrows, our traffic guy. He runs the traffic page for the Toronto Police Service. So police services as well are now coming up on board and saying, you know, we need to embrace social media and not, you know, turn a blind eye from it. That being said, in terms of your images, if it's Googleable, if that's even a word, we're going to look at it. You know, you don't want to be in a situation where you're exposing yourself to a situation where you can have a picture or something like that posted of that's going to make you look bad. Anybody applying to a police service knows that you're going to be facing a serious background check. So if it's something that's available to the public, we're going to be looking at it. And you don't want to be, you know, that guy or that girl just, you know, doing something in a moment where, you know, you're going to regret it down the road. That being said, if it's something you're able to explain, that's another thing. But everywhere you go now, there's cameras, there's microphones. Basically, when you leave your house, you should treat it as though you're being filmed and watched all the time.
I'm too old for Facebook and Twitter, so I won't comment it. But the RCMP does use Facebook, I believe, and I think our recruiter Samantha back there can elaborate on that. But I would echo as well: be careful what your online image says of you, because that's important when you're applying for any profession.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I'm in the legal profession, and it's a pretty conservative environment. Some law firms don't even allow Facebook, and some do. But you really want to keep it professional. I know it's for your friends, but you know, people have their employers on there as well as their friends, and you know, you can't mixing the private and and your work persona, that could bode well for you or not too well for you, as well as like Vijay saying and the Toronto Police Service is saying, you know, if your profile's out there and you're in some compromising photo, I don't know if that's what you want, that's what you want to leave. I remember in law school, they kept telling us your reputation precedes you. So you don't want people to get an image of who you are and what you're all about by a photo that was taken either by yourself or by a friend that doesn't put you in the best of light. So if I were you, keep it very simple, very friendly, you know, very professional, and you won't ever have to think about those things. You never want to be worrying about that. You'd like your reputation to precede you, and you like it to be a good one. So that's kind of what I would recommend.
I think in that same regard, tasteful and simple is best. I mean, just using it because, I mean, everyone is on it. You can't help but be a part of it. I mean, so I think it's a great tool in terms of getting yourself out there and meeting different people and reconnecting and developing relationships, but the idea of kind of not overstating yourself or not putting yourself in a compromising position is key, because everyone sees it. Anyone that can use Google can find you. So just be careful of what you put out there and how you present yourself.
And I think the panel has addressed all of the critical issues, but in policing specific, we are held to, within the Police Services Act, a code of conduct, which is our internal discipline process. And you can be dismissed as a police officer for participating in behaviors that damage the reputation of your service. And the position that I have always taken is, it is an honor and a privilege to be a police officer, to serve the community. And it is our oath of office that means absolutely everything. So when we talk about social media, you always need to be thinking about what the core values of the policing profession are: honesty, integrity, respect, reliability, teamwork, positive attitude, fairness, ingrained in our culture. And you have to remember what work it is in the community that we are being asked to do. We are being asked to intervene in people's lives when human behavior is at its absolute worst. And we are being asked as policing professionals to deliver our absolute best. So you cannot jeopardize any of those attributes of a police officer through your use of social networking, because people in the community are counting on you, sometimes for their very lives. So you have to be at that level and maintain that level. And I think VJ's comment is probably the most appropriate. From the time you walk out of your house, the cameras and microphones are on, till the time you walk back into your house and they go off.
Thank you. I think it's really important to point out that there is good and bad in everything that you do, and social media can be used against you, it could. But at the same time, there's a lot of benefits to it. And just to shamelessly plug the Career Center briefly, we do offer a workshop entitled Netiquette. So basically, social netiquette. So it's basically teaching you how to use the media and social networking to your advantage, and how to do it in a respectful and professional way. So if anyone is interested in building a career kind of online profile, that's always a good option for you. And even just giving that good first impression, there's also a workshop offered for that. You know, how to, they always say, you know, if you have 30 seconds with someone on an elevator and it's your, you know, dream career, what would you say to them? So getting that contact first, but making that impression with them is really key. So just wanted to put that out there, that there are tools that you guys have access to help you become more strong in. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know that those services are available to you.